I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sinner and the Saint. Now here's late night drunk diver Luke Anderson and neurotic sociopath Will Darkins. On 1080,
The Fan. Hey, happy Saturday morning.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Is it raining?
I don't know, probably. It is August. Why wouldn't it be raining?
Son of a...
It is August. We missed all of July, pretty much.
That was tight, dude.
Good to be back. Well, you and I were doing different things.
I'm not going to lie. I had a great time not doing stuff July.
Listen, I'm very happy for you. I don't know if anybody knows the reason that we missed July, but it's because my whole family got COVID. So that was fun. So we had the quarantine family for July.
Thank you. I'm a genius.
I am a genius. Well, hey, listen, my wife tested positive. I actually tested negative. I never tested positive. So as far as we know, I'm either immune or I got it and just didn't test positive. What? No?
Is that what they told you when you took your test?
Well, no, they said,
Mr. Anderson, we regret to inform you, you've had a functioning vagina for 39 years and you seem to just not tell us.
Huh. Well, I don't
know what that is.
I don't know what that has to do with coronavirus testing, but the pap smear went fine.
Don't they tell you to put your pants down?
The pap smear went fine. Anyways, you stepped all over my joke.
I just thought everybody should know about that.
Yeah, now. Can I tell you, though?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Can I tell you, though, the experience of being tested for COVID-19 was very, very bizarre. Have you been tested?
I have.
How'd it go for you?
It wasn't as bad as I thought. Like, I saw all these videos on Twitter of, like, these people who just did, and they, like, they're in their selfie cam mode in their cars.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's, like, all shaky Cloverfield style and everything.
Of course it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right. And so they're, like, doing this, and they're like, I just got tested for COVID-19. And they assaulted my nose.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this must be terrible.
Yeah.
It must be awful. No, you just stick it up your nose.
Can I tell you, my nose was assaulted.
Really?
Yeah. So here's what happened. The last show that we did was what? The 11th of July. We did the show. That day I went home. My wife's like, hey, weird things happening. I can't taste or smell anything. So we're like, all right, well, we better get tested. I called you, called anybody that I'd been in contact with, which is kind of a weird thing because you're like, hey, here's what's going on. My wife tested positive. I haven't tested yet. I couldn't get a test that day because I didn't have any symptoms, but my wife had symptoms. So she had to do the teledoc call where she talked to somebody over the phone and the video chat with a doctor. I'm like, well, that sounds like a real symptom of the thing. She's like, yeah, that's what I told the lady on the phone. They're like, oh, well, but now that I've spoken with you and I'm an expert.
Was he worried he had COVID?
Yeah, I don't know. She didn't make
is that how it works.
I don't know. So then she goes in to do the drive-through test. And she's like, yeah, it was a little uncomfortable, but they did one nostril. They went, came back. 5 minutes later, they had results. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I need to get tested because she was positive. They told her before she left. Then they went through the whole rigmarole with her, and here's what you need to do. So then I call the doctor, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, we could probably get you in tomorrow at some point. And I'm like, well, if I can do it quicker, that'd be great. They're like, well, the urgent care will open at 7 tomorrow. So I go in and I did the urgent care. And, of course, I was trying to be funny with the gal that was doing my test. And I go,
right, that's a good idea during a pandemic.
Well, all I said was, go easy on me. It's my first time. Be gentle. It's my first time.
So you decided that'd be a good idea to tell a woman that works in healthcare, go easy on me. It's my first time.
She shoved the thing all the way through the back of my brain.
I
either
she did.
Didn't appreciate the joke.
Yes. I think she probably didn't.
She ruptured my sinus. It was uncomfortable for me. And then she goes, all right, let's do the other nostril. And I'm like, really? All right. And I was like, can I get a minute? She's like, yeah, it was super painful. And because they did the testing on it. So they had to, all the nurses had to get their own tests. So they knew what it felt like. She's like, yeah, when they did it for me, it was awful. So I only let them do one nostril. And I'm like, you just finished my second one. And both of them were ridiculously painful.
Yeah. She had it against you.
Oh, she definitely did. And because I go, how many of these tests have you done? She's like, thousands. And she's like, oh, don't worry. This will be a piece of cake. And she's like, that really hurt, didn't it? And I was like, yeah.
I know what you're thinking. What will the butt test tell us that the nose test didn't?
It's like, drop and bend over. So then we have the twins had gone to preschool earlier in the week. So they asked us to get the girls tested. And I was actually a little worried about it. I was like, all right, well, I don't want them to have the same experience I did. So we didn't make any jokes, any virginity jokes at all with them, which is very appropriate for 3.5-year-olds, by the way.
Smart.
So we go in there and we went to the other urgent care that has a pediatrician. This is literally how they do the test. And I know this is radio, but you'll get it from the audio. They just put the thing barely up there and go, tickle, 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 tickle.
So you were wishing that would be for you.
How did I not get the tickle, tickle, tickle?
Because you made a virginity joke.
I know. My mom got tested. She got the tickle, tickle, tickle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get that. I did a drive-thru.
Yeah.
And they gave me the friggin' swab.
They gave it to you to swab
your
own nose?
Yeah, they go, just stick it up there.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I got a little teary when I went up because they told me, get it up there.
Until you start crying.
Yeah, like a full inch. And I go, okay. So I just went up and then I started to feel it. And I was like, yep, all right.
Yeah.
And then when I gave it to him, it was kind of funny. It was one of those situations where
there's blood all over it. And
no,
mucus.
It's like, you know, like the situation where sometimes like you'll wipe and then you want to take a look just to make sure everything's all right.
Yeah.
Like she did that. And then she like looked at the swab like this and goes, yeah, that's good. I was like, what the hell were you looking at?
Here's the thing. So the young lady that was doing my test, not only did she do the 1-inch deep, which like gets to an uncomfortable point, she left it there for a while. Like she knew. She's like, just let me leave that thing in your brain for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I by far had the deepest of the tests in the family. I was the only one that came back negative. And here's what happens when you get a negative COVID-19 test. They go, just assume it's positive. These things aren't very accurate. So then we quarantine, we do the whole thing. The girls tested like 3 or 4 days later after my wife. So we quarantined from their date. We did 14 days of quarantine. Feeling pretty good. Let's re-enter the world. Then my wife gets a cough. So we quarantine for another week after that. We go, all right, well, what do we have to do? Like, okay, now that we've quarantined, do we go get another test? You know, they told us, we don't have enough tests to test everybody. You'll probably test positive anyways, but you're not contagious anymore. CDC said so. You're good to re-enter the world. We did not trust that. So my wife went. She got checked out. She said they told her we're not contagious. We're back. So we're back here doing the show live. I'm very happy to be here. And next week I'm off, by the way.
Why?
Camping
Why
trip.
Did you do that?
Well, I had the camping trip planned already.
Why didn't
you
just move the camping trip?
Because you have to book it 9 months in advance. And camping sites
for camping
are very popular. Yes.
Where do you camp? Do you do the pull-up camp?
This is the Hood Canal trip.
See. You're not doing the real camping.
Oh, they get lost in the middle of the woods camping?
Yeah, you're not like taking the kids in Bjorn's and like hiking up a hill.
Yeah.
And then while your wife makes the dinner, you till the land to get it flat.
Well, they are three now. The Bjorn's are not really an option.
What? Why not?
They're actual people now. They can walk on their own and they can navigate
terrain.
They're
not people. Do they pay taxes?
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Look, until you pay taxes... And you got a driver's license and you know how to light a cigarette.
Well, they know how to light a cigarette.
Oh, well, they're what, third of the way there?
Yeah. I mean, they don't have a license, but they can operate a motor vehicle. The little pow pow power wheels. Oh, man, they rock that pink Jeep around grandma's yard. Oh yeah. they're good to go. Just light up a heater, jump in the pink Power Wheels, burn cookies in grandma's yard.
Yeah, they got all that. What are you going to do when you see your kids smoking cigarettes? Because it'll happen.
Oh, they'll be vaping. You'll catch them or something. They'll be vaping. It won't be cigarettes.
You don't think that, like, it'll do the cycle thing where it's like it goes out of style? Because it's out of style right now. Smoking cigs for young people, it's pretty out of style. You don't think it'll do that little roundabout thing where, like, it'll come back by the time they're 18 or whatever?
I sure hope so. I would be amused to find them smoking, like, a corn cob pipe.
Yeah.
Like, it won't cycle back to cigarettes when my kids are young. Yeah. That'll be...
Go even further.
Yeah, yeah. They'll go to, the corn cob pipe or the old wooden tobacco pipe. And that will just be amusing. They'll be sitting in their smoking jackets and their...
Or maybe they'll just have a fat dip in.
Big old...
Yeah, come out.
I'll be like, sweetie, come here. Is that a skull ring on your back pocket of your jeans there? Yeah. We need to talk.
It's just bubble tape, Dad. It's apple flavor.
Would you be more surprised if cigarettes made a comeback or bubble tape made a comeback?
God, bubble tape.
Bubble tape.
Well, I'd be more surprised bubble tape because bubble tape sucked. Dude, cigarettes, bubble tape.
Wait,
bubble
cigarettes
tape's
were
so
awesome.
Weak. Yeah, I mean, compared to bubble tape, give me a cigarette any day. Dude, look, in the regards to gum hierarchy, bubble gum hierarchy, bubble tape's down there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's below Hubba Bubba. It's below Big League Chew.
Ooh, Hubba Bubba?
It's below quite a lot.
Yeah. It's down there in the depth.
I mean, in fact, it could even be compared to the zebra gum.
Oh. Yeah, bubble tape, not great, but it was cool presentation.
Fruit stripe. That's what it is. Fruit stripe.
Fruit stripe?
Yeah.
Is that the bubble tape version of
that? No, that's the zebra gum.
Oh, the zebra gum. Oh, gotcha.
See, you knew what I was saying when I said zebra gum, but everybody forgets that it's called fruit stripe.
All I pictured was the packaging, but it didn't have the stripe right down the center of the actual piece of gum.
I don't know.
Right. Now I'm getting all my gums mixed up. But yes, but we agree. Bubble tape, terrible.
Sucks. It's awful. So. Cigarettes, better than bubble tape. I think that's how we conclude.
503-250-1080. Put in your vote. Better bubble tape or cigarettes to catch your kids consuming.
I would also like to
you
know.
You walked in your kids chewing bubble tape.
Yeah.
Or you walked in on them smoking cigarettes. Which one would make you more upset?
I would also like to know if anybody out there who is a current chewer of tobacco or former, if you started with flavor.
Oh.
Because I did.
Raspberry dip.
And it screwed me up. I had to learn quite a lot before I finally got to some cope, some straight up cope, or give me the wintergreen, or my favorite, by the way, which is if you go to Idaho, they got something called Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a buddy in Nyssa, Eastern Oregon. It's like straddling the border between the states. And he'd go over to Idaho and go get Cougar. And I mean, dip over there is cheap.
Yeah.
And he came back with
some. It's also required.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And he came back with some to Corvallis one time. And I go, Cougar, what the hell is that? And he goes, Cougar, yeah, take a look. Summer pulls the cap off. There was a gleam off of the surface. And I go, what the hell is that? And he goes, it's probably all a fiberglass. And cut your gum. Dude, I took a pinch of that. I swear. Almost blood out in my mouth.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. You start with the flavor, just like the vape companies have the kids on the flavors.
That's
just
right.
Just like cocktail drinks. You know, you start with the, Arbor Mists.
Did you do
Boone's
that?
Boone's Farms.
When you first drank, when you had your experiment, was it a mixed beer or did you do a Smirnoff Ice with your girlfriends?
No, it with my lady friends. It was
Jessica's birthday.
It was cocktails, but it was like you drink the not the necessarily frou-frou, but like 7 and 7s was always a big one that we drank.
Oh,
yeah.
Or Bartles and James.
Never drank the Bartles and James.
And then have the diarrhea the next day because you had like 8 of them. That's
Bartles, James, and diarrhea was the original name of it.
Dude, that is something a lot of people don't talk about in regards to their first time drinking. If you did your first time drinking, do the fruity drink, you probably had like 3 of them. You were like, whoa, this is great. And then you had like 6 more.
Yeah.
And then like the next morning, you had terrible diarrhea.
Well, what the body does, here's the science behind it, is it absorbs your sugars first. So the more sugar in your cocktail drink, that alcohol is going in your bloodstream a lot quicker.
Ooh.
But yeah, you get you messed up.
Yeah.
Those daiquiris and those pina coladas and those, what do they call them? Scorpion bowls. Woo!
The hell's a scorpion bowl?
It's basically all of the rums dumped into like a fish bowl, and then they pour a bunch of fruit juice on it, and then they spike it with a bunch of straws, and you drink it with your you know, junior high classmates together at a bar that let you in.
Jeez, you did that?
There was a bar in downtown Vancouver that was allergic to checking IDs, I believe. So, yeah.
They still in business?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I just remember the name of it, too. Because, you know, you show up and then you drink until you don't remember. So the memories of it are a little fuzzy. But, yeah. Anyways, we're back to do a sports radio show for you. And you and I have not done a show since live sports returned.
Is that right? Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Days are melding.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. The other day I did stare at the calendar going, it's August?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
No, it is. Well, the weather's at least fitting for, you know, March. So we've got that going for us. But hey, let's talk about the bubble and the Blazers. We have live Blazers games. We'll comment on those. They've got a 10 o'clock tip with the Clippers. No Kawhi Leonard today, so we will talk about what we've seen and what we expect to see moving forward. Blazers, next! Center and Saint, 1080 The Fan.
Papa Murphy's. We make it. You bake it.
Why don't insurance discount body shops offer pickup and delivery, loaners, and deduct assist? I'm Leif with Leif's Auto Collision Centers. For a discount body shop to be recommended by cutthroat insurance companies, they agree to cut corners, use low-quality parts, and give the insurance company kickbacks. Their number one priority is to keep insurance companies happy, not you. At Leif's, we don't sign secret contracts. Our priority is you. Pickup and delivery, loaners, deductible assistance. The finest in collision repair.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right?
Of course, making sure you have no holes in your defense.
Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless, and you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G.
And no contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Check out terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Summer's not over yet, and the best music channels for your summer soundtrack live on radio.com. Turn up your smart speaker and listen to your favorite music channels from around the country. Lounging at the pool? Check out LA's new hit music on 97.1 Amp Radio. Barbecuing? Crank up Detroit's Country 99.5 WYCD. Listen to hundreds of radio stations when you want, where you want, on your Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Sonos, and more.
With the real estate market evolving, realtors stand ready to help. Realtors are an expert voice of reason in changing times, and they're working in new ways to guide you through virtual showings and safe closings, to be your ally in the fight for mortgage relief, to understand a neighborhood the way no algorithm can. That's the role of a realtor. This is a real estate season like no other, and realtors are ready. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Sinner and the Saint Tailgate with Luke Anderson and Will Darkins on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in. It is good to be back. I'm taking next week off, but good to be back. I've not had a chance to talk much live sports with you, Mr. Darkins, but we've got it. I'm looking at the TV. There are highlights of hockey games going on right now. I just saw a live basketball highlight. There are baseball highlights. There's golf being played. All the sports are going. It's like the real world once was.
Yeah, I guess.
I also discovered that golf is a sport. I have proof. What? And I'll prove it to you.
No, it's not.
Yep. I'll prove it to you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you want to do it right now? I thought we're talking Blazers.
Well, I want to get to the point that somebody on the text line said their first experience with chewing tobacco. This is Tanner, 503-250-1080. Yep. It's wintergreen.
Mm.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah. The worst flavor ever, he says.
Wintergreen will give your lips tingle. It's not good.
Yeah, I never did do the dip.
It's awesome.
Yeah, good experience. Should I start?
Yeah, I mean, I did it and I quit, so that should tell you something.
Yeah, somebody also brought up a bubble fudge as a flavor.
Bubble fudge?
A flavor of gum. Apparently,
sounds like a sex move. Bubble fudge, bro.
The text line reads, you guys ever see Bubble Fudge by Bubble Yum? I never tried it. Seemed to disappear quickly in the 80s. The name Bubble Fudge always makes me smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bubble Fudge.
Yeah, I got a Bubble Fudge the other night.
Drink too many Boone's Farm.
That's right.
Too much Boone's Farm, and then I got the bubble fudge.
Oh, bro, we got so hammered, we started bubble fudging. Next morning, I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah, so there you go. Text line, alive and well, 503-250-1080 if you'd like to send in your thoughts on anything. So one of the things that I've been doing during 2020's, shutdown of normal society, I've been trying to do my midday runs, also not related to bubble fudge. Actually, going for a run in the middle of the day has been my kind of relief, because you're working from home, stuck in an office. We luckily have a guest room, so I can work from an office. But then I'm like, I haven't moved in 4 hours, so I'll go for a little run. Mm. So with that, my sister apparently won a Fitbit in a box of Cheerios. So she
wait. Yeah. Like it was in the box?
Don't know how this all works. I think she turned in like the box tops.
Okay.
Or something, or like won it. But it was a Fitbit. I don't know why she would have picked it. She already has one. So she offered it up to me or my brothers. And I was like, I've been running quite a bit. It'd be cool to see what the heart rate's doing. I'll go ahead and I'll take the Fitbit. So I've been wearing it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. Went golfing last weekend.
Oh, cool.
My Fitbit tracker automatically registered my golf outing as a sport activity.
Wow.
I didn't tell it I was going for a sport activity. It automatically registered it. Therefore, the act of golfing. Now, we did walk. So
like chess, right?
No, I played chess. Yeah. Did not register as a sport activity.
I mean, they both
activity.
Burn calories, right?
So. The Fitbit. You can argue it all you want, buddy. This is science. It's attached to my heart rate.
Yeah.
And it just automatically said, oh, hey, this bro, he's doing sport activity.
Uh-huh.
Let's I didn't go, hey, I'm doing a sport.
Yeah.
Hey, Fitbit, I'm going to golf. No, it said, this guy clearly engaged in sport. Got my heart rate up to 100. I was
so you're barely alive.
70. I've got a low resting heart rate, 47. Pretty good compared to the charts that I saw.
That's good
for a guy my age.
Uh-huh.
71% of the time fat burning.
Wow. Golfing, huh?
Boom. Golfing's a sport. Hey, listen, you've tried to deny golf as a sport.
Uh-huh.
Can't do it anymore. That's science. Tell me Fitbit isn't science. It's got this green pulsing light on the inside of my wrist. What do you think that's doing? Not science? No, it is doing science. And science says golf sport. You're welcome.
Okay, well,
go ahead with your arguments. Try to bust science.
I have no arguments.
What I thought.
I mean, it's ironclad. It now joins the ranks of walking.
Nope.
Vigorous walking.
No. Here's the
walking
thing.
Uphill.
Nope. Here's the
getting
thing.
Getting up.
Do you know what walking?
My personal.
Do you
favorite.
Know what walking registers as on the Fitbit?
Yeah.
Walking.
Walking.
Yes. And running registers as running. It's like, oh, you were clearly running because we saw you running in a straight line. Fitbit's tracking everything. Walks registers walks.
Yeah.
Running registers as running. Golf registers as sport.
Hey, man, I know. It's just like chess.
No chess. Again.
No, bro. Chess is a sport.
Did not register. Yeah. It's sport.
Or pickleball.
Pickleball. Yeah, that's a sport. That'll register as a sport.
Or hacky sack hole throwing. Cornhole?
No, cornhole did not register as a sport.
It's a sport.
We got cornhole coming up this weekend, and it's the big tournament. The big camping trip this weekend also includes the cornhole tournament. I'll let you know if it registers as a sport.
I think it'll register as a sport.
Well, hey, we'll see.
So you didn't tell...
I can't say. I haven't done it. I didn't.
So you didn't tell your Fitbit at all you were golfing?
Nope. I didn't. Fitbit and I don't talk much. I usually let it just anonymously read what my activities are. And then you tell me, Fitbit, you're so smart, you tell me what I did. And you know what it told me I did?
Yeah.
Sport.
Wow. God, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Now,
you're welcome.
I'm just going to assume with Fitbit, right, you had to get some diagnostic stuff on your phone so you could read all that stuff, right?
Well, I pretty much turns it into English. I don't have to like.
Yeah, but like you get it on your phone. Like you get that info on your phone.
It's right here. Right? I got it right here, bro.
And your phone, right, like tracks where you're going, right?
Yeah.
So Fitbit probably knew you were at a golf course
and
then registered the idea that.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
I'm just saying.
Geolocated and
I
knew.
I mean, it probably knew you were at a golf course and go, okay, he's golfing.
Still, Fitbit what they did.
That's great.
What they did.
I'll tell you what, when I'm at a library, my Fitbit will probably just assume that I'm either reading, playing chess, taking a nap, or looking at people.
The other things that have registered as sport on the Fitbit.
Yeah.
Shooting baskets. Running around a little with the kids. Now it's on their little mini hoop, but I was running around.
So running around a little bit with the kids. That's sports.
And then kicking a soccer ball. No, I was shooting hoops, bro. I was shooting hoops. I've only had it for 3 weeks. But it's already registered golf as a sport, and you're welcome. You can be mad as you want, bro.
I'm not mad about it. I'm just happy that you've been able to find a sport.
You seem frustrated. You seem frustrated by the fact that you're so wrong.
That allows you to walk around and hit a small ball while drinking beer.
Not always. Sometimes it's Bloody Marys. Yesterday, played a little golf yesterday. I will say it registered far less as a sport when we were running in a cart and playing in a scramble. But yesterday went screwdriver. Don't do that very often on the golf course, but the cart girl... She ran out of Bloody Mary mix, so we had to go screwdriver, too. So, listen, it's not just beer and walking around. Sometimes it's sitting in a tiny car drinking a screwdriver.
That's good.
Hey.
That's good, man.
It did register as a sport yesterday, but not as vigorous a sport when you're in the cart taking the same shot as the rest of your group.
Man, I get it. I mean, it's totally a sport when you just kind of hit something and then get in a cart.
Yeah.
And you drive a little further.
I just told you it is. And so did Fitbit.
You just kind of do it again.
It is.
It's good.
You're welcome. You're welcome, world. Speaking of things that Will was wrong about, I'm going to talk some Mellow.
Mellow?
Yeah.
I wasn't totally wrong about Mellow.
Okay, well, you can explain.
I was half wrong.
We will tell you which half of Will is wrong. Give you a hint. Lower half. And we'll do that after this SportsCenter update.
All right, just going over some news that you didn't pay attention to in my update.
I paid attention to it.
You didn't pay attention to it.
There was a guy named Ryan Ruffles playing in the Winco. I was listening to your last update.
Who was the sponsor?
The Winco Foods Portland Open presented by Kraft Heinz.
Trick question. There is no update sponsor.
Oh, the update sponsor. I don't know. Pick one. Should be.
I don't think there is.
Are you going to talk about the Mac thing?
Yeah, man. Mac's out.
Oh, we're talking about an hour or two for sure. Well, the Blazers game's on, so we're only half paying attention to it.
AP reporting the Mid-American Conference becomes the first league competing at college football's highest level. That's Division I.
Did you know it was the Mid-America Conference?
Yeah. Okay. Like the Sun Belt stands for super ultra nighttime football.
We got the word belt.
Belt. Big, elastic, large.
You just described a belt.
Taint.
You just described a fat guy's belt.
It does. It holds you tainted. Yeah, so the Mac's out, bro. No more Mac-tion.
They might do spring football, though, yeah? Still up in the air? Still
a possibility? Right, yeah, the whole spring football thing.
Hey, high school's doing spring football around here. Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. Will Darkens from the Toyota Portland Sports Desk. No touch delivery for all vehicles in service and sales to keep you safe. Toyota Portland, uniquely different.
With spending more time at home, you may be noticing the scuffs and faded colors on your walls, the cracked, peeling paint on the outside of your home. Protect your home investment with quality painting from your local Serta Pro painters. They make your experience worry-free, starting with an on-site or remote estimate. It's your choice. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're ready to help you and are taking precautions recommended by public health officials. Whether you want to paint the inside or outside of your home, you can trust your neighborhood CertaPro painters to get the job done right and safely. Get a free remote or on-site estimate from them today. It's quick, safe, and easy. Their expert team of painters are ready to get started when you are. Schedule your free estimate today at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Proven and trusted experts in painting.
Washington CCB number 204061.
I'm Listening Daily, here to help end the stigma of talking about mental health. During these challenging times, we are here to listen and to help our communities listen to each other. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Terry Lindsay on anxiety in children.
In this high anxiety time, school provided structure and predictability and routine and all of those kinds of things. And I think that if parents can replicate that in some way, that kind of structure, and the family can get on the same page with regards to scheduling and expectations, things like that. And when I say scheduling, I mean scheduling in mental fitness and physical fitness and social time and free time, where they, you know, are undistracted in that place. I think that structure is going to be really important for the kids and kind of important for the parents' sanity too.
Let's end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find out more at imlistening.org.
Summer is the perfect time to tackle those indoor projects on your list, like escaping the heat and refreshing your home with new paint. Lowe's has you covered with our number one best-selling color, Agreeable Gray, and accent colors like Snowbound and Retreat. Plus, you can get Valspar's Dual Scrub and Stain Resistant Ultra Interior Paint Plus Primer starting at just $24.98 a gallon every day. For ideas and inspiration, download the Lowe's app and discover what's possible. U.S. only.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Sinner and the Saint Tailgate with Luke Anderson and Will Darkens on 1080 The Fan.
Ah, the Super Suckers bringing you back. So, Mellow Skinny.
Skinny Mellow.
Skinny Mellow.
Hashtag Skinny Mellow.
So the Blazers, they're in the bubble and they're playing well. What are they, 3-1 right now? They got the Clippers tipping off here in 15 minutes or so on TNT. So you can turn down the sound there and continue listening to our show.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it because we are going to do play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they're doing remote play-by-play on the local broadcast anyways. I believe are they sitting at Moda Center just in an empty building doing Blazers games?
They got post, pre, and mid-game at the Moda Center, but then they got Jordan and Lamar up in the studio. They're just in some studio thing.
Yeah, but they're watching remotely, so what's the difference?
By the way, weird experience probably.
So I heard Lamar Heard talking about it, and he... I think it was on Dirt and Sprague, maybe? Does that sound right? Is that a show, Dirt and Sprague?
Not here. Hmm. Oh, wait.
Middays?
I think.
Anyways, So I think it was in their conversation with Lamar Hurd, and they asked if he'd ever had an experience like that. And he was telling a story of going to cover a Cal basketball game when he was doing Pac-12 stuff. And they got to the game and none of the equipment worked. So they had to run back to the Pac-12 studios like 40 minutes away. And they got there just before the game started and had to do the whole thing remote. He goes, actually, it wasn't that bad. So there's some things he likes about it. There's some things, obviously, that make it more difficult. But it's not unprecedented. The Pac-12 after that started doing a handful of shows broadcasts from the studios. And he says it's not the worst thing, but you don't have the ability to interact with players and coaches, obviously. But he said one of the things is referees is weird, not being able to go, hey, what are you calling and why? What are we talking about? And there's the Memphis game. There's like 5 technicals in that game. So he said it was kind of weird not knowing why they were so mad.
Yeah, I always kind of envision it like they do football games. Because, you know, on the NFL games, they're sitting way up in the booth. And a lot of the times when they're doing analysis, they're seeing the replay on a monitor they got there. And, you know, there's only so much that you can say in the moment. And that moment's over, you know, plays last, I don't know, 5 seconds. And then after it, you're literally just doing replay and talking.
I had that thought as well. But actually doing play-by-play of high school football, you can pick up quite a bit of information. Because obviously
you're closer.
Well, but obviously we don't have the benefit of it. No, but usually we're up in the press box, and you know a lot of the local stadiums have that lofted view for you. But you can watch tendencies, like you can see, you know, like when the linebackers start pressing up, he's like, all right, here they are trying to stop the run and stuff. So you can watch a lot more pre-play than you can on television. And yeah, they have the benefit of the replays after it. But I don't know, like Tony Romo's calling it in the middle of the action, going, here's what play's coming. And you can really look at just the way they line up on the field and figure it out. Just like you did in Tecmo Bowl where you're like, oh, yeah, if they line up in this play, it's obviously one of the 4 plays that they can choose from on the screen that I got to look at. And then you know how to stop. Just like that.
Unless you have Bo Jackson.
Even with Bo Jackson.
No, dude.
I've seen him get caught from behind. I mean, he was in poor.
Yeah, I think he had a glitch. Dude, you Bo Jackson, you win.
My uncle literally ripped. He used to play with the Top Gun joystick.
Yeah.
Literally ripped the joystick off the base when Bo Jackson got caught running down the sideline. That's a thing that happened. So I know he can get caught. And the glitch is that, your controller's busted in half. Because Bo shouldn't be caught.
Are you sure he just wasn't pissed for another reason?
Couldn't tell you. You owe Carmelo Anthony an apology, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Darkins.
All right. Here is my pseudo-apology to Carmelo Anthony. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to do the same thing you've done at every place you've ever been. I'm sorry I assumed that. I'm sorry I assumed you would be a privileged douche who would go into a team and just assume that people would pass him the ball and just shoot constantly.
Just assume that he'd automatically be the focal point of the offense, even though he's playing with James Harden, one of the best scorers that we've seen in the last decade.
You know,
decade.
I'm super sorry I made that assumption after Houston, after Oklahoma City, after New York, after Denver. I'm really sorry.
Denver, he wasn't as bad because he could actually score.
I'm really sorry about that.
Okay,
so here's what I will say, though, about Melo. I am incredibly impressed that he has now figured out. And I don't know why it was the Blazers. A lot of people I've talked to have said, well, it's the influence of Dame's leadership, which I can buy a little bit.
Sure.
But I'm incredibly impressed that he's just kind of fit in now. He's just kind of seems to understand why he's there. And he was such a jaded player, and you could see it at every single stop that he was in. And I would argue, honestly, even at Denver, when they brought Allen Iverson in, it got worse because you could actually see it. It was 2 scorers on one team that couldn't figure out how to play with each other. That was literally everything that ever happened after that. And so it's interesting to see him now be able to go, okay, I'm just going to play some solid defense as best as I can play. And when I get the opportunity and they set me up on pick and rolls or I roll off of an off screen and I get to shoot, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of play.
When it makes sense in the flow of the offense.
What? Yeah. I'll do my ISO plays when it makes sense when I get a mismatch. That's fine. But for the most part, I'm just going to kind of be part of the team. And thank goodness he's doing that.
Yeah.
Because as much as I hate to say it, he's kind of vital to the team at this point. Him, Gary Trent Jr., the fact that Nurk seems like he's like 85% of where he was at his height.
He's putting up numbers that are as good as they've been.
There's still some stuff about him that you kind of go, nah, he's not quite there yet. Yeah, but it's more than you could have expected.
Dude, somebody took the first three games and analyzed them against the best first three game stretches of any player ever. And they took, you know, all the statistical categories into factor and said, the only player that has ever had a stat line as good as Nurk's three games was Kareem. Oh. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I will say, though, watching this Blazers team, and you mentioned Gary Trent Jr., who's balling. Like, he looks really good in the flow of the offense. Carmelo Anthony looks like he's accepted his role. You look at Nurk and the way that he's playing. This is an entirely different team than the Blazers were pre-hiatus.
Are they?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Whiteside
sure took a lot to beat a Denver team who the best player on the floor was Bol Bol.
They pulled away at the end of that game, and Mason Plumlee was out there.
Yeah, I don't really want to hear that. And I was watching that in here with Mr. Mike Lynch, and we were both saying that of like we were getting really excited about how well Gary Trent Jr. was shooting and like how
they did set a franchise record for threes. They couldn't make a two for some reason.
I mean, that's great and everything, but like you had to pull away pretty damn late from a Denver team that was on purpose not trying very hard. P.S. loved Nurk dunking over Bol Bol.
Yeah, right?
It was awesome.
It was pretty good.
It was so great. Bol Bol just has that demeanor that it's like, dude, just you're going to get dunked on.
But if that's your low point of the what's your low point? They played four games. Let's not get over our skis on this anyways. But they're a half game out of the eight seed. And right now they're the team that would play for that play-in. And they have a realistic chance, you would think, of actually getting the eight seed, which means you only have to win one game and you have to lose two to get into the 16 team, the field of 16, right?
Right.
Which is what you want. So they're giving themselves a chance. But in four games, I mean, your low point is probably the first half against Boston, and Boston's a very good team. Or you go, oh, well, they barely beat Denver. Well, they still beat them. I mean,
I'm nitpicking, but the reason I'm nitpicking is because you know what's ahead. And what's ahead
is Clippers without Kawhi today.
No.
Sixers without Ben Simmons tomorrow.
No. What's ahead and what you're trying for is a seven-game series with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
And I have watched the Los Angeles Lakers. I have no doubt in my mind the Los Angeles Lakers will absolutely
destroy
like big time on the Portland Trailblazers in a seven-game series. That's why I bring up all these things, because I think people are starting to build up this whole narrative that it's like, the Blazers are it. Oh my gosh, they've improved so much once they get all these players back. They are going to be that dark horse that takes the Lakers down. Yeah, Charles Barkley talking about it on Inside the NBA. I wish people would look at these games with perspective and say, like, yes, this Blazers team is better, but they're still this Blazers team because they still do that thing where they suck hard eggs in the third quarter and then they have to come back in the fourth. Like, literally, they've done that almost every single game in this bubble series where they just seem to forget to play basketball in the third. And they're like, all right, guess we better bring it in the fourth.
You have a better idea of what you're going to get from Jusuf Nurkić than you ever did with Hassan Whiteside. And I have way more confidence in Melo and Gary Trent Jr. than I ever did in Mo Harkless or Al-Farouq Aminu as the 3-and-D guys around the perimeter.
Mm, too early for me. Though
really?
I think you make an okay point.
You'd rather have Aminu out there.
I mean, it's a little too early to tell.
Okay.
Dude, where the hell has Gary Trent Jr. been?
He was playing really well before the hiatus.
Not this well.
No, he was not playing
this well.
Dude,
he's like, I mean, if they're going to give out a sixth man award for the bubble, like.
Yeah, it's him.
It's him, yeah.
Well, but this is the other impact that you have with Jusuf Nurkić is now you have a third scorer on the floor. Do you see how many wide open threes he had against Denver? I mean, and has had in every game. That's the big difference is when you have Jusuf Nurkić in there, you have a reliable third scorer, which means that you don't need Melo to play iso ball, which means you don't need Dame to shoot particularly well. Was it the game against the Rockets, who's 5 of 14, and they get a win against a Rockets team that hadn't lost in the bubble. So I don't know. I just think that this offense, it has a lot more scoring when Yusuf Nurkic is in there, even at 85%, as you were saying. But he's playing much better than I expected as a return. And Gary Trent Jr. Yeah. therefore has a much easier task, I think, ahead of him, which makes him look that much better. But his defense is really good. And
I mean, obviously, this is a better team. I'm not denying that. Yeah. And I'm giving full credit to the Trailblazers for coming into this bubble league and kind of shattering whatever expectations people had for them and meeting whatever hype they had. Because they did. They had that hype coming into it. People were kind of, pointing them out as like, hey, this is a dark horse here. You never know.
I think that just looking at the perspective that Charles Barkley's bringing it up and national pundits, it's not just locally that we're excited about the Blazers. A lot of national guys are talking about the Blazers. As much as everybody wants to see Zion go out and play against the Lakers or Ja Morant, the Blazers Lakers has more juice in it. You have Carmelo Anthony in there, even though he's in a role player role, Damian Lillard.
I mean, more juice for us.
I think there is nationally, I think people would much prefer to see that series. Dude,
do you
have Memphis winning a game?
What's that?
You have Memphis winning a game against the Lakers?
No, but I also don't have the Blazers winning a game.
I think nationally people would rather see Damian Lillard, ooh, Carmelo Anthony, CJ McCollum. Just throwing it out there.
I think you got the local glasses on.
Again,
I think
Charles Barkley is one of the guys pumping.
People are so pumped up about Zion Williamson playing LeBron James in one round of playoff basketball.
He's still sitting at the end of games.
Dude, the NBA willed it for the Pelicans to get into that first round. You have a point with Ja Morant, but Zion Williamson is what they want, and I think it's most of what the country wants.
Yes.
Damian Lillard is a superstar, but in terms of national superstardom, that dude's kind of middling. And I don't mean to crap on him. I'm just saying, if you compare national stars, even Giannis Antetokounmpo at this point has a bigger notoriety nationally. He just kind of does. He's an MVP guy.
Sure. I think Zion would benefit from not having to play in this series. I think they get
hell yeah.
Yeah, that's so okay. Dude, well, there you go.
Believe you me, that guy needs to stop playing.
Yeah, this season needs to be over for the Pelicans. All right, let's do some good versus evil. That's where we talk about sport. Oh, it's just like everything else. Let's do good versus evil. Yeah. Do that next. Sinner and Saint on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Napoleon, where are you going?
I'm going to Waterloo to meet my enemies.
But you could get defeated if you go there.
Who cares? It's over for me anyway. My wife, Josephine, she's divorcing me. She has this tough lawyer who wants to take everything. My palace in Versailles, all the fancy medals I win, even my faithful horse, Pierre.
You know, divorce is no laughing matter. That's why it's so important for a man facing a divorce to have confidence in the attorney he chooses.
This is Rick Jones of the law firm Goldberg & Jones. Selecting the right attorney for your divorce is one of the most important decisions a man can make. Even though your case may last only a few months, the impact lasts a lifetime. Our firm represents husbands and fathers in divorce, custody, and child support cases.
Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Get your phone questions answered at no charge. Located at 111 Southwest Columbia Street in downtown Portland. That's 1-800-DIVORCE.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. It is central to the center's mission to convene discussions about current constitutional issues facing our nation so that people of all ages and perspectives can learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For the center's live programs, constitutional news, podcasts, educational resources, and online interactive constitution, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Ah, buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TrackPhone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TrackPhone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control.
See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies. Anymore. Sam Adams from Boston with love. Here's a legal pod. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Have you been too busy to keep up on sports this week?
What has happened to the... What has happened? What has happened to the national interest?
No time to form your own opinions?
I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times.
Well, no worries, brah. Let the sinner and the saint shred the gnar while you just sit back and ride the wave. It's time for Good versus Evil, brought to you by the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants, 808 on 1080 The Fan.
Adaptability, sacrifice are all going to be critical on everyone's part. So if this gives people a chance, and it is, I looked at the schedule. I think the adaptability, the fact there's going to be a couple of bye weeks in there. And it's not over. I think the flexibility of the schedule, you're going to see things happen in the next few weeks. So I'm fine with it. And it's part of sacrifice and being adaptable.
That's guy who enabled domestic abusers, Urban Meyer. Piece of big news that came out of college football world this week is that UConn canceled its entire football season amid conferences playing conference-only schedules, making it hard for any independent school to get any games. In much more massive news, the Big Ten joined that cohort of conferences to announce a 10-game conference-only schedule starting as early as September 3rd. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Do you think conferences like the Big Ten and Pac-12 will start at their desired dates?
Ooh, Pac-12 is, what, the 26th of September? That seems a little bit more realistic. I think you give the NFL a couple-week head start so you can kind of see how they play along with things. So I think the Pac-12 has a much better chance. I think September 3rd is awful optimistic. But I think college football starts in October, to be quite honest, at the earliest.
September. Damn, dude.
That's less than a month away.
3 weeks, right?
I know, yeah. You just did the math. It's real, real close.
Major League Baseball, it takes a lot more. And then when some of those guys get hurt, you have to bring in players from alternate sites. What is it to tell you that area or that bubble, so-called, is in an okay situation? I think it's two different. It's apple and oranges when you deal with the sports. And Major League Baseball is trying to do the best they can.
That's a guy who was smart enough to buy a Toyota with nice leather seats instead of an overpriced Lexus. Eduardo Perez. The Marlins beat the Orioles in their first game back from COVID detention Thursday. The commissioner then cleared the Cardinals to return to St. Louis and play against the Cubs yesterday. The Athletic is reporting that the MLB is now considering options to avoid virus postponements in the postseason. We will see how well that works.
Brought to you by Postmates.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Should baseball do a bubble?
It's too late. I mean, they should have already started a bubble.
But postseason.
A postseason bubble. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it if you're not having fans in there anyways. And the NBA looks and sounds and feels pretty good to me inside of a bubble. It doesn't matter where you play as long
it's
as
like
you...
It's the second straight time they've had no cases, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The testing roundup.
Yeah, the NBA's been just fine. I mean, obviously there is all of the concern of figuring out where that bubble needs to be. But like I said, the NBA is kind of proving out that the model works. So I'm all for it because if I can't go to the game, who cares if it's in my city or not? Save the travel, save the effort. I will apologize to both of my brothers that work in the airline industry or adjacent to it because my brother did go, hey, tell people to fly more. I make parts for airplanes. So everybody get on an airplane. Baseball, don't play in the bubble. But really, play in the bubble.
The only reason there can be a power struggle is if the quarterback is still playing really well. Like if he wasn't playing well and he's turning the ball over a bunch, it's not a power struggle at that point. It's just a decision to move on.
That was moderately attractive bald guy Tim Hasselbeck. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said this past week that even though the team drafted quarterback Jordan Love in the first round, LaFleur envisions Aaron Rodgers, mustachioed douche, being the team's quarterback for, quote, a really long time. That caused the smug douche to retort, quote, I think if I retire on the team's timeline, then all is well. If they're looking to move on before I'm done playing, there becomes an impasse at that point. So, how long before the Packers just friggin' trade this dude?
2 years.
2 years,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah.
You don't even think after a year they'll just be tired of it?
No, because this season he'll get a pass because it's just going to be weird. Like, nobody knows what's going to go on. Jordan Love's not ready to play today anyways. Jordan,
how do you know that?
Because he would have been drafted higher.
Hey, remember what happened with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, he's not Patrick Mahomes. And even if he is, he's still taking a year off. But if Jordan Love is ready to play and we start hearing the reports out of camp that he is the next Pat Mahomes, sure. But guess what?
Pat Mahomes.
Matt LaFleur is not Andy Reid. So, yeah, I think...
Maybe he is Andy Reid.
Well, no, he'd have to eat another person to be Andy Reid.
How many Matt LaFleurs?
Three. Would be?
Two and a half.
And Andy
Reid. Two and a half? Dude, I think three was probably a better number.
Trying to be nice.
Now the floor is kind of small.
Well, yeah, you need the total three to get the full mustache effect in there too.
Give me two LaFleurs and a Tom Coughlin, and I think you got yourself.
Oh yeah, there's three.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, time for my favorite story of the week, and this one comes from the Food Production Company of the United States of America. Your headline: Breakfast Macaroni and Cheese is coming in 2021.
Okay. Real quick. Somebody came up with the idea, and then they go, you give me a year and a half, I can make this work. Like,
what idea?
Breakfast macaroni and cheese, it's coming. Yeah, yeah, guys, I need at least 6 months to get this idea fully formed. Like, it's, what are you doing? What are you doing here? You get macaroni and cheese, you make it for breakfast. Doesn't seem like rocket surgery.
After hearing that parents would serve their brand of macaroni and cheese to their children for breakfast, according to, I guess, research, Kraft is giving away limited edition Kraft mac and cheese breakfast boxes through Friday. The boxes have special packaging that has breakfast written over.
So, wait, they're not even putting it with, like, eggs or anything. It doesn't have, like, syrup or...
Well, hold on.
Bacon in it.
You need to hear the rest.
Okay.
So they have breakfast written over where dinner usually would have been written. To win a box, because I guess you have to win it.
They can't just put it on sale?
You can use the hashtags KMC for breakfast and hashtag sweepstakes on Twitter to be entered to win. You can also just enter online.
If you had to eat only dinner foods for breakfast or only breakfast foods for dinner for the rest of your life.
Dinner for breakfast. More variety. Dude, how many friggin' variety? How many times can you eat eggs?
All the time.
Yeah, because you don't have a very good palate.
Whoa!
Your palate sucks, bro. You don't even know what classic Copenhagen tastes like.
How many different ways can you prepare eggs?
To be eggs?
How many different
one.
Ways? One way
eggs
to eat
and
eggs?
Bacon. That's eggs only Benedict.
Well, yeah,
egg McMuffin.
Poached eggs, scrambled eggs,
scrambled
fried
oh,
eggs.
Oh, man.
What?
Well, which, by the way, they are all, in fact, eggs. Don't let the...
They're still eggs.
Don't let the word before it
make
fool
an,
you,
make an
listeners.
Omelet. I'm saying there's different preparations.
They're, in fact, eggs.
The eggs. And guess what? You can take them eggs and crack them into a little pancake mix, waffle mix, Eblaskivers. Quite good breakfast. You can have donuts. You can have bagels.
Right.
You can have toast, hash browns. You do the little hash brown sticks. Ooh, French toast sticks.
So I'll be dead by, like, what, 40?
Hey.
Like, literally all the stuff you've named.
Wait, what do you...
It's just cholesterol clogging.
What? They all include eggs. What do you eat for breakfast, champ?
I have Greek yogurt with steel-cut oats.
Yep.
Chia seeds. Walnuts.
Sure.
Banana, pineapple, and blueberry.
You have the same thing every day, too, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
It's consistency.
So the reason you don't think there's variety...
I poop every day at 9:15. I don't have to guess what time I poop. I know.
And 12:30. And then again,
at 12:30.
And then a little at 5:30.
Nah, dude. By 2 o'clock, I'm done BMing.
I'm empty.
I'm done.
I'm empty. And then you'd rather have dinner food for breakfast.
Yeah, because there's variety. Dude, you can put eggs in dinner food.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
And so you can have breakfast food without eggs. You just went through your old breakfast. I didn't hear eggs.
Okay. Give me the most elaborate breakfast you can think of for classic breakfast foods.
Classic breakfast foods?
Yes.
The most elaborate?
Yeah.
Like, in what way? Like, the
just,
most...
Just the most unique breakfast you could think of. Because you friggin' can't. Because anything that's going to come out of your mouth here in the next minute is going to be something about pancakes or hash browns or eggs. It's literally potatoes, flour, and eggs.
Whoa. I'll tell you my wife's go-to. And this is something that we have on a regular basis. But when we go out, she likes the huevos rancheros.
Thanks.
I know. But it's on salsa and tortillas.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or chilaquiles. Ooh, I do like some... Oh. Mexican breakfast. Yum. Yeah.
It's just eggs. It's eggs, potato, and flour. That's it. That's all you're having.
I'm mad at it.
I think you get sick of it.
Yeah, I think you get sick either way. If you wake up and you're like, savory dinner? Like dinner?
Give me any. Let's see. Tomorrow I'll have Mexican. The next day I'll have Italian. Then you want to wake French
up,
food.
You want to wake up and have
some sushi.
For breakfast.
Yeah, why not?
Breakfast eases you into the day.
Who says sushi won't ease me into the day?
Your BM's not gonna be at 9:15 every day if you're mixing up your variety.
You think that. Really, no. The BM, the structure of the BM is focused really on the immense amount of water and black coffee.
Dude, you start eating French food, which by the way, has just as much egg and butter as any breakfast food that you just mentioned.
It's true.
Yeah, you're gonna be backed up, and you're not gonna have your fudge bubble until at least 12:30.
French food, sneaky good,
dude.
Ethnicity food, whatever you want to call it, not American food.
Yeah, French food is very good, but
it's very good.
But name a French meal that isn't eggs and butter.
Coffee baguette.
Baguette, eggs and butter, dude.
No.
Yes.
Not eggs and butter.
Yeah. In a baguette?
Come on. That's not how bread's made, is it?
Yeah. Your grapes?
What?
No. Your croissant?
Are you trying to tell me all that cheesy crap?
I will eat French food for breakfast every day. Because guess what? It's the same thing. It's more delicious. Ooh, crepes? Ooh, dude, I would do crepes for dinner like at least once a month. If I only could have breakfast food. Man. French food is good, though.
It's good.
You're not wrong.
Sneaky good.
Deion Sanders has a message for players opting out in all sports. I do want to talk more about the lack of action that we will have going into the fall. And then we'll get back into some NBA bubble talk. Hour two of this program is next, and tip-off of the Blazers game. We'll keep you up to date on that. So do not... shut off your radio, but you can turn on your TV. We'll allow it. We'll do the same thing, and we'll see you on the other side. It is The Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.